patreon.com/thewalkoffpodcast. $4 a month gets you in there.
Baseball, Blue Jays, and more baseball. It's the walk-off with Scott Belford and Adam Mack.
This ball is crushed.
The Die Hard podcast for the casual fan.
And another one. My goodness.
Good morning. It is Sunday, the day of rest, but not here on the walk-off. I'm Scott Belford. Now the best co-host in the biz, Adam Mack, is off being the best dad in the biz. He is at the hockey rink for the weekend looking after his daughter, but I figured I'd do a quick little video here on Bo Bichette and this arbitration hearing that is coming up. Now, the Blue Jays avoided arbitration with almost every single one of their players except for Eric Swanson and Bo Bichette. Eric Swanson, not quite as big a deal, as there's only a couple hundred thousand in discrepancy between the Jays organization and Swanson's agent and his camp. Now, substantially different when you're looking at Bo Bichette. One thing I did wish to bring up about arbitration is just how it works in general. So the way arbitration works is the player's side picks a number and then the organization picks a number. And those two numbers are then presented to the arbiter who decides which one they go with. There's no splitsie. There's no taking Bo Bichette's number, taking the Blue Jays number, and meeting in the middle. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens here. So let's get into the details, all right? The Toronto Blue Jays offered $5 million for Bo Bichette for this 2023 season. The way they looked at it is that he had a slightly above average season offensively up until the end of August when he came on with an incredible hot streak. All Jays fans remember this. Bo literally carried this team in September. Now his numbers ended the season where he was literally a top five shortstop in all of baseball. The Blue Jays side says, well, that's because you got hot in September. And of course, Bo Bichette's side is going to take the stance of, I got hot in literally the most important point of the year, when it mattered most, when the chips were down, all of that sort of stuff. So $7.5 million is the number Bo Bichette is after. This is substantial, gang. This is a $2.5 million gap. One thing I did wish to touch on really quickly is the fact that when it comes to arbitration, I think it's important for everyone to remember every single player in Major League Baseball on every single team goes through this. This is a business, and most of these guys know that. So I don't think that Bo Bichette is going to necessarily be upset that they're going through the arbitration process. I don't think that Bo Bichette is going to take this to heart. However, the amount of money between their two evaluations is substantial. That's one third of what the Blue Jays offered. $7.5 million from Bo's camp. That is a 33% increase. That is substantial if you're just looking at the evaluation of a player. Is this going to affect Bo in the short term? I don't think it's going to at all. However, it does throw some shade on the long-term fit of Bo Bichette within this Blue Jays organization. Is their actual evaluation going to be a 33% discrepancy come next year, come the year after that, as Bo's free agency approaches? We're going to need to wait and see. However, if that is the case, think about that. That's the Blue Jays offering $200 million and Bo wanting $300 million. That is on the big scale. Sure, when you're just talking $5 million to $7.5 million, it's not so substantial. But boy, oh boy, that is a lot of money, a lot of cheddar, if you're just looking at it on a mega deal standpoint. So what is it going to take to get Bo Bichette signed long-term? Is he even going to be able to? These are the questions all Blue Jays fans are asking. And of course, there are smarter people out there than me here on the walk-off, just some bonehead in his spare room. So Ben Nicholson-Smith joins us here on the walk-off, Adam and I, tomorrow. So of course, we're going to get into this arbitration hearing with Bo Bichette. We're going to see what he thinks about the relationship. I know we had Jeff Blair on the show just on Friday. There is a clip, by the way, you might wish to go check out where he talks about the strain in the Blue Jays and the Bo Bichette relationship. And basically, Jeff Blair's take is that, yes, Bo values himself more than the Blue Jays probably value him. Yes, Bo thinks that he's worth more than maybe the Blue Jays feel he's worth. And yeah, maybe he's a little ticked with the Blue Jays. However, he comes from a baseball family. He gets the business of baseball better than most players in the league because he grew up with it. And when it comes down to it, Jeff Blair feels that money's going to do the talking. So if the Blue Jays come up big, if the Blue Jays show up next year with an extension offer that Bo's eyes widen and go, holy crap, how can I possibly turn down 10 years, $300 million? Bo's going to sign. The way he framed it is that, yeah, maybe Bo's a little choked with his Blue Jays organization, but he's going to go to where the money is the best. And if that's the Blue Jays, then that is where he will wind up being. Is it going to be? Does this front office even have it in them to do a mega deal? Because we've seen them spend money, right? We're well aware with the $150 million they spent on George Springer. We're well aware with the $100 million contracts they've handed out to their starting pitching over the last couple of years with Jose Berríos and Kevin Gausman, that they are capable of spending money. But one thing we have never seen is the mega deal, right? The $300 million deal, and that's probably going to be what it takes to lock Bo up. Time will tell. And of course, we're going to pick Ben Nicholson-Smith's mind on this tomorrow. Thank you so much, everybody, for hitting that click. We're blowing away. We are almost at 2,000 subscribers on this Clips channel. It absolutely is mind-boggling to me. We started this thing not even 2 months ago. So a big thank you to everyone who has hit subscribe on the Clip channel. And for all of you long-term listeners that have been with us for the 2.5 years since we started the main channel, thank you so much. And of course, audio, a big tip of the hat to you as well. Take care, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. We are interviewing Chris Beck of the AAA Buffalo Bison. He is the next up when it comes to catchers. So if there is a bad taco amongst our catching this year in Toronto, then Chris Beck's probably going to be the guy to get the call up and make his major league debut. We're talking to Kelvin Escobar on Wednesday, former Blue Jay back in the 90s. Excited about that. Hagen Danner, Haggy D, returns on Thursday. So check that out. And then fingers crossed, and we're not 100% sure on this, but fingers crossed that Jeff Blair and Kevin Barker come on the show together as a combo on Friday. We finished up the interview with Jeff Blair this past Friday, and he was like, hey, Barker's back from Mexico. I have so much fun here. If we bring on Kevin Barker too, would you do a combo? And we're like, of course we would. Anyway, so that's our upcoming week. Take care, everybody. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Walk Off Podcast with Scott Belford and Adam Mack, with a new episode every Friday.
Oh! Oscar with a drive. Cheese and cracker shows to pitch to him. Wrong move.
Thanks for listening.